Hola, y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card.
Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. There it is. Las Vegas, a video photographer and a producer who rocked a news van to recreate the 7.0 earthquake that hit California last month were apparently done in by their own plan. Photographer Colby Knight and producer Derek Brown were fired November 1st by KVBC News director Mike George after it was revealed the two faked footage that the station aired after the October 16th earthquake. They faked the footage. The footage, also shown on NBC and MSNBC, depicted the station's news van rocking back and forth. In an interview in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Knight admitted that he and Brown rocked the van themselves to recreate what they'd seen during the quake. On the raw footage of the tape, Brown can be heard suggesting that they indeed rock the van. Knight said he warned station managers not to run the footage. I will tell you, there was some tape in question, and I didn't like what I saw, George said. I went to the people I felt were responsible for the tape, and as a result of that, there are two people who are no longer employed. So how about that? And that is the result of a couple of guys. Now, you know, we've heard about NBC doing the Dateline story. And I was mentioning to Mike, if you saw the movie Broadcast News, that brought up this whole idea of being disingenuous and covering news where William Hurt fakes tears while he's interviewing that lady. So that stuff happens all the time. And it happens, you know, because guys are trying to hold on to their jobs. I was talking to my wife today about news as opposed to creating news. You know, what is really news and what is something that is created? And I don't know if any of you have ever seen anything like that or have any idea as to the extent to which some people will go to create an event so big that it'll ensure that they keep a job or maybe even get an Emmy or some kind of an award. But that's the kind of pressure. That's the kind of pressure these people are under. That is the kind of hardball world that these people who are involved in broadcast news have to deal with. And it happens, perhaps it happens more than we'd like to think. I don't want to know. But then again, how many people are really watching broadcast news anymore on the networks as opposed to on cable? It'd be an interesting question. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Friday night here with Phil Henry. Coming up later on, we're going to have Friday Night at the Fights. Joe Dickhead, along with the professor, will be in Las Vegas for the big heavyweight bout coming up. And we're also going to have Daryl Weber stopping in with his Funky Chicken Cacophony and Liquor Jamboree later on this evening. Let's go to San Antonio. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. How are you this evening?
Good.
Sir, I was listening to your comments about the two journalists in Las Vegas and this creation of a news event that you were referring to, and that happens to coincide very neatly with some questions that I have that nobody has been able to answer, because it goes right to the heart of unethical journalistic practices that these two guys created, but also goes on quite frequently. You asked the question, how often does this happen? And I have been, in my own experience, I have uncovered probably two or three different instances, and it's such a pet peeve of mine. That
are you in the news business?
No, I'm not, sir. I'm just a consumer of the news. And
you say that you've seen examples of this, huh?
Well, you mentioned these people who want to make a news event and will purposely try to mislead individuals. And I will tell you that we saw this film that was released this past summer that I can tell you created a great deal of fear and concern within myself and within members of my family. That was not in any way, shape, or form picked up on by the media. The Blair Witch Project is the film that I'm referring to.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. It made a lot of money.
Yes, sir, it made a lot of money. And it made a lot of money because these two individuals who were the filmmakers passed this off as a legitimate documentary and had people going into movie theaters believing that this was an actual event. Now, I went on a variety of different search engines and websites because I saw this film with my wife, and I was very discomforted by it. I was very disquieted by what I saw. I thought that it was striking, and I wanted to get some more information.
Well, sir, to interrupt you, the Blair Witch Project was a fake documentary.
Absolutely, but why does the media not pick up on this and report it? Because there are a lot of people...
No, I mean, it was supposed to be a piece of entertainment for people.
I understand that, but I'm saying that these two filmmakers were responsible for getting a lot of people in the movie theater with something that they said was a real event.
No. You have to understand.
Let me finish my point, if I could, sir, and then I'll allow you to finish yours.
Go ahead, but I think you need to understand something. Blair Witch Project was not a documentary.
I know that. I'm aware of that. But let me tell you something. We first saw that film. You have to understand that when they put that out on the air, or they put that into a movie theater, or they broadcast that to anybody, that people, okay, are ready to believe this, and those individuals are playing on the fears of people who...
No, but the filmmakers of the Blair Witch Project were very clear that it was a fake documentary. Excuse me. That it was a fake documentary. Well, I think they're calling it now fakeumentaries or fake verite or something like that. But mockumentary is what they call it, okay? That was a fake documentary.
Absolutely, it was a fake documentary. I went on a variety of different sites after I saw this. I went to Yahoo. I went to X-Site. I went to...
Yeah, these are search engines.
Excuse me, sir. I went to Metacrawler. I went over to WebCrawler. I went to Dogpile. And I went to 411. And I also went to Scrub the Web. And nowhere, anywhere on the search engines and the periodicals that I looked at, was there any indication whatsoever that these events ever took place? Now, I went over that.
Of course they didn't take place, because they never, ever happened.
Right, but that's an example of the news media trying to create a phony event to try to get...
Well, first of all, these guys aren't newsmen. They are filmmakers, okay? They are men...
Yeah, they're filmmakers and people who are trying to create an event.
No, but they never made any bones about the fact that the thing was fake. They produced this film to be consumed purely for entertainment.
That is the story that I understand they gave, but you know as well as I do that that film came out. They had a website that I logged on to. I read all of the things on the website. They had archival footage. They had interviews with a deputy sheriff. They had interviews with the townspeople. And I can tell you that my wife and I were both extremely disquieted by this film. We were extremely upset by the content of this film. And I went on, as I mentioned, on a variety of these different websites to try to get information. But the media purposefully misleads.
I do not believe that the two men...
Allow me to finish my point, sir.
No, I have to say this. I do not believe that the two men that made Blair Witch Project ever intended anybody to really... Well, I can't say that.
Yeah, you can't say for sure.
Well, I don't know whether for sure they wanted anybody to believe it or not.
But the fact that people are extremely discomforted by this film, and the fact that there were many sleepless nights, and there were many hours of me going online and trying to get background information, because I'm a news junkie, and I am a consumer of information and a consumer current event. No newspaper mentioned it, and nobody was at all covering this thing. And how about those of us who have faith in filmmakers and are rewarded by looking like dumb, stupid people, like I'm just off the farm, like I'm a horse mounting a cow. I had called three different people.
Wait. You're going on and on and on about how you thought Blair Witch Project was a real film. It is a fake film.
I understand that, Mr. Henry. You're not telling me anything that I don't know.
Then what exactly...
By the fact that I went online, checked through periodicals, and I was made to look like a horse mounting a cow.
And you were made to look like a horse mounting a cow. You were made to look stupid.
I was made to look very dumb and very, very stupid as well. And what I'm saying is that never, ever happened, and they should be clear happen.
I think they have been eminently clear that they hired actors to perform in that film, and that Blair Witch Project was indeed...
Yes, of course. The same thing happened at Dateline when they discovered that that bomb they put, or that thing they put...
All right, hold on for just a second, okay? You're in San Antonio?
Yeah, but I'm saying...
Hold on for just a minute. This guy doesn't get it. Or maybe I'm not getting what he's saying. What is he saying? Is he saying that he and his wife were purposely misled by Blair Witch Project to the point where he logged on and got onto all these websites and he couldn't find any mention of Blair Witch Project anywhere? Which, naturally, you wouldn't because it doesn't exist. It didn't happen. Or maybe I ain't getting it. I don't know. It's the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. The movie Blair Witch Project was a fake film.
Sir, you are going over the same territory with me.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is that I'm not... Either I'm not understanding you. You went and saw that movie.
We were terribly upset, both my wife and I, and there were two other couples who had seen the film. We had discussed the film. You were talking about filmmakers and newsmen who do not observe journalistic ethics.
Well, I was talking about a news van, two news guys in Las Vegas that rocked the news van to make it look like they were in the middle of the earthquake, okay? That is disingenuous. That violates a certain ethical code among journalists. The movie Blair Witch Project
was a violation as well, sir.
And how do you figure that's a violation?
Did they not put out a documentary?
No.
Did they not put out a film that looked like a documentary?
Yes, they did.
Did they not purport that it was a real event?
It depends.
It does not depend. They purported that it was a real event. I read the website, and I saw the comments of the people involved.
Yeah, but they also, after the movie was released, the filmmaker came out, and I can't remember the name of the two gentlemen, came out, and I read an entire interview with these guys. They said we had to get up in the middle of the night, and we had to go and scare the actors. They were in a tent,
that is customary. What happens when an individual is attempting to purport to create a canard, if you will, on the public? And there were many sleepless nights. And I don't mind telling you that I had some very terrible times getting through after seeing this film. And not to mention all the time that I wasted on the internet. I went to dog pile.
I got where you went, okay?
Excuse me, sir. But I went to Dogpile, I went to Metacrawler, all of these areas, and I wound up looking like somebody right off the farm, talking to friends of mine. And I believe this is a violation of journalistic integrity.
I think you are so far off base, but I'll tell you what, I've got other people calling in who want to weigh in on this whole Blair Witch Project journalistic integrity thing, and we'll hear what they have to say, okay?
Well, I've said all that I want to say.
All right, well, hold on, because this could clear up some things for you, or maybe not, as the case may be. I don't know. Here is Rock Hill on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
My name's Greg, and...
Greg, you're in Rock Hill?
Yes.
And where are you calling from, sir?
I'm in San Antonio.
No, the other guy. Wait, the other guy?
I'm in San Antonio.
Okay. Go ahead, Rock Hill.
I was told by my brother that there was this documentary of these students that went out and made a film and disappeared.
Right.
And I thought, hey, I wanted to find out more about that.
Right.
Went onto the website that night, www.blairwitch.com.
Blairwitch.com. That's the site that I went to, yes.
And after reading, I probably spent a good hour on it, downloading some different things and reading. Finally got to a point that said, if you want to know if this is real, continue to read on. If you do not, then go see the film and decide for yourself. And I read on, and it went into how it was filmed, the actors that were hired.
I did not see any such thing on the website.
Well, what they did was they did the actors. I forget, 3 to 6 months.
Your car phone's
interviews and things like that.
Your car phone's breaking up a little bit.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
They may have.
Well, I went to the website. I've seen everything you've seen, and I saw the movie. And I can tell you I spent a few sleepless nights. Now I find out that these two guys that made the movie are trying to make us look like we're right off the farm.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call and comment that I didn't feel that way. I have not seen the film.
But you found out about it before you went and saw the film.
Right.
Did you see the movie before or after you went onto the website, sir? Or you did not see the movie?
I have not seen the movie.
Now, let me tell you something, friend. If you'd seen that movie, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm talking about journalistic integrity.
It's got nothing to do with journalism. It has everything to do with the world of entertainment. These guys made a fake documentary for the pure entertainment value of people.
Well, then I was not entertained, and I was very offended by their use of journalism and the medium to try to purport things that are not true. And this is something that's happening throughout the media.
But when you have a movie like that that generates feelings like that, that's what filmers try to do.
You are not allowed to misrepresent reality.
Well, they haven't misrepresented when
yes,
you go to their website and say, hey, and read on their website.
Hey, how many people got computers? But when you go see that movie, you go see that movie. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
Well, that's true. A lot of people don't have access to computers, but they have access
to people who do. I will tell you that this has been done over and over again. I went to a Dogpile, which is one of the search engines. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
You are, sir?
In the state of New York, in the early 1930s, one of the biggest fake events was perpetrated on the people of New York City by a theater owner who purported to have captured an event. And I have looked into this. You got a number of these things.
Okay, look, I got to take a break here. I don't know where you're going with any of this. Thank you, sir, for your call in Rock Hill. Just hold the line, okay?
Well, no, but I'm saying that this is not the first time.
Well, it's not the first time for what, okay? I mean, yes, journalists have breached ethics. This has got nothing to do with it. It's got nothing to do with reality.
I understand it's got nothing to do with reality. I had to go through a lot and have these people make me look like a horse mountain.
A cow. I got it already. Hold on. 1-800... A horse mounting a cow. 1-800-449-8686.
Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще ватка.
Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. I got San Antonio on the line tonight. I've got a few other cities checking in. The Blair Witch Project, you were mentioning something else in the 30s, and I'll get to that in a second. Blair Witch Project was always intended as a...
You are covering ground that you've already covered.
As a, excuse me, fake movie, okay?
What about the people who saw that film and took it to be the documentary that the filmmakers represent? You say the movie's fake. Then why did they film it the way they filmed it?
If the movie, they filmed it the way they filmed it, I guess, to make it look real.
That's my point, exactly. And I don't know why it is that people don't seem to grasp that. They made it look like a documentary because they wanted people to believe it was a documentary. And I was online for like three different nights looking for newspapers to mention this thing. And I got to be told by one of the kids that works for me that the whole thing's fake. Okay? Because we spend many a night very upset about it.
But the thing is fake from the get-go, okay?
Why'd they make it look like a documentary? That's the question you have to answer. They made it look like a documentary to make me look like I'm right off the farm and to make a lot of other people look stupid, even though they bought into the reality of it. I think that is unethical journalistic practice.
It would be if they were journalists, sir, and they weren't journalists. They were filmmakers, and that's all I can tell you. Grant's Pass on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I wanted to make a couple of comments that relate to this Blair Witch Project. First of all, when I saw the film, at the end of the credits, it said that, as many films do, it was a disclaimer that anything here is, you know, it's fiction, it's not true, and any similarity
hang around
to...
for that.
That was on the credits.
That's at the very end of the movie. I don't know anybody that hangs around for that.
Well, a lot of people do. Let's compare it also with...
Is that how you found out that it was fake?
Well, it says it's fake at the end.
Is that how you found out it was fake?
No, I had read articles about it ahead of time, so I knew it was fake.
So you would have had to have read the articles.
Well, you know something, Mr. Henry, not everybody reads the articles, okay?
Well,
not everybody's
that's part
got a
of being
computer.
Informed.
Not everybody's got a computer.
You won't look
not
like you're off the farm if
about,
you read ahead of time.
You know what? I don't read about movies. I go see them.
Yeah, well, I do
okay.
ahead of time. And I also
so what,
look
what
at
is,
clips, because the filmmakers usually have clips on the Internet, and you obviously
well,
have Internet
I'll tell you
access.
Something. I know for a fact that these filmmakers tried to make people believe it was real.
But this is fiction.
I know for a fact that these filmmakers tried to make people believe
well,
it was real.
No, I understand that they tried to make it. Thanks for your call. I understand that they tried to make people think it was real. That was part of the entertainment.
Well, I was not entertained by it.
Well, that's part of the entertainment of it, though. I mean, if you're freaked out...
Let me give you another example here, okay?
Hold on for just a second here. Let me just take another phone call. You'll give me another example. You were talking about a theater owner in New York, right?
That is correct. And I did do some research on...
All right, just hold on. Here's Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Atlanta, hello?
Yes, sir. The way the film was shot... I read several articles on the movie before the movie was ever released.
Did you know it was a fake movie?
Sir?
Did you know it was a fake movie?
Yes, sir. There were several articles before the movie was ever released in Entertainment Magazine and some different horror-type genre magazines talking about the movie. And the way it was shot that way to put a new twist on horror film.
Well, why'd they make it look like a documentary?
That's where they get you. It was the same reason, like, for example, when John Carpenter made the movie Halloween, that was one of the first horror movies where you saw camera angles from the point of view of the killer, and that was something new to the horror
genre. That's not going to make me think that's real, because I'm looking through another guy's eyes, but they made me think this Blair Witch deal was real.
The way it was shot that way purposely to be a twist on horror films, to be something new to the horror genre.
Yeah, it was new,
right? There was never any doubt in my mind it was a fake film. There were articles released in countless magazines that I read before the movie was ever released.
So you didn't think it was...
Interviews with the actors, interviews with the two gentlemen who produced it, they never once claimed that it was an actual documentary. And
why was I not made aware of this?
It was shot that way for entertainment purposes and for entertainment value.
Yeah, but
not only that, if it would have been an actual documentary of an actual case, why would it have been released in a motion picture theater, and why would it have not been on television covered by the actual
they
media?
They did. I saw that show they had on HBO. They had a whole documentary on it.
There was a special. The special you're talking about was
that's
on the Sci-Fi Channel.
That's right.
It wasn't on HBO, and the special was released by Artesian, the same company that released the film, as a promotional item.
So they tried to make you believe it was real.
No, it was all part of a promotion. If you go,
all right. Let me ask the because I think the gentleman in Atlanta is trying to explain it. Why don't you explain to the two of us, sir, in San Antonio, the case in New York you were talking about?
All right, this is one that there was a theater owner in New. Is the guy in Atlanta there?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. There was a theater owner in New York who allegedly took a crew with him to, I believe it was the South Pacific, I'm not sure, it was one of the more primitive areas, I think Micronesia. And they are alleged to have captured some kind of mutated gorilla or some kind of mutated simian that they returned to New York and put on stage. Okay, you follow me so far?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. They are purported to have had this large mutated gorilla or whatever chained up on stage, and further, we are led to believe that this creature got loose, went into the streets of New York, and did a fair amount of property damage as well as the taking of lives. Now, I went to every website I could think of. I found no evidence that this ever took place. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. It never did take place. It was never supposed to have taken place.
Are you familiar with what the story I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
What? You are?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell me about it, because I was led to believe that that took place.
I don't understand how you were led to believe. It was purely entertainment. It was purely entertainment. I don't understand how you were led to believe that it actually took place when it was clearly.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about King Kong?
I don't know the name of the film, but it was a giant gorilla, correct?
That sounds like King Kong.
Well, I was told and led to believe that these gentlemen went down to the South Pacific and came to New York with this thing, and apparently it got loose. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what are you telling me?
Well, I'm fairly well versed in the history of horror movies. I've been a horror fan for a while.
Yes, sir.
It sounds to me like what you're talking about is King Kong, and you must have. From everything I know about it, the history of the film and the way it was released, apparently you must have misunderstood a promotional item.
No, sir.
I'm not trying to offend you in any way, sir, but you've misunderstood the promotional item for the Blair Witch Project as well.
Well, both of these movies, though, were presented as if it actually happened. And
wait. I got to interrupt. I saw King Kong for the first time when I was 8 or 9 years old. I do not recall anybody trying to say...
Sir, that film is a famous film. Both of you gentlemen know that, correct?
Yes, it's very famous.
Well, that you telling me that that never happened? Because it was shot in the style of a documentary.
King Kong?
Yes, sir. The man had the ape up on the stage. I don't know what you guys are talking
about. I don't know what you're talking about. King Kong is a movie about a giant ape. Never happened.
I know it never happened, God damn. That's what I'm trying to say.
Watch your language, please, okay?
I don't think you two gentlemen understand what I'm talking about.
Do you know what he's talking about there in Atlanta? I guess not, huh? King Kong is King Kong. It's a fake movie.
I know it's fake. Why do they make you believe it's real?
I don't remember.
I don't think they're trying to make you believe it's real. I think that's all part of the entertainment value of the film. It's very similar, you know, to going to the haunted house attractions on Halloween. Nobody believes those are real. It's all part of the scare of the horror.
If you gentlemen are saying I'm stupid, then, you know...
I'm not saying you're stupid.
No, I don't think we're saying you're stupid, although I am saying that you... I don't know how you derived from watching King Kong how that event ever happened.
You're telling me it didn't.
I don't recall of any giant ape getting loose in New York, and...
Well, it was went up the Empire State Building or something. That is my understanding from the various websites that I visited. You laughing at me?
No, I'm not laughing at you. No ape got loose in New York, okay? It was not a real event. It was a fictionalized story. It was a fantasy.
And yet they've got people who will lead you to believe... And he knocked down biplanes?
Yes, sir.
He knocked down biplanes.
No, sir, he did not. King Kong, in that film, was no more than 8 inches tall. It was a little rubberized model that they moved around. I can't believe that I'm...
What I'm talking about, sir, is journalistic integrity, and I'm talking about what the news media does not do in informing people of these events.
I won't disagree with you on a lot of that stuff, but I think much of what you're talking about, you're crazy.
Well, then who knocked down the biplanes?
There were no biplanes knocked down because King Kong never was up the thing. Mount Holly, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Did the man in San Antonio, did you see the movie Godzilla?
The film Godzilla?
Yeah.
No, ma'am, I did not.
Okay. Did you see the movie Independence Day?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Well, okay, just give me a movie you've seen recently, because we could be on this all day.
I'm not a movie fan. I love the History Channel. I love to watch CNN.
Probably watch public television, right?
I love to watch...
I love public television.
Yes, ma'am.
And they have documentaries on there.
Yes, ma'am,
but I know when something... I didn't see anything before Blair Witch opened. I didn't see anything on television.
I don't
have a computer.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
I knew when it came out that it was a movie because it was coming out of a movie theater.
It
just like Star Wars was not real.
A lot of documentaries come out in movie theaters.
Documentaries? Where?
Are you kidding me? Paris, Texas was a documentary. That movie about Matewan was a documentary.
Wait a minute, you're talking too fast. Which one?
I'm talking about the movie about that.
Well, let me save you the trouble. The man's right. A lot of documentaries do appear in theaters, although they don't appear in wide release. They are in limited release in smaller theaters.
I don't care. They come out in movie theaters, don't they?
Some of them
no,
do,
I've
yes.
I've never seen a documentary in the movie theater. I'm sorry.
The first documentary I ever saw, I saw in a movie theater. Don't Look Back by Bob Dylan.
Schindler's List. There's a documentary.
Well, I mean, that's different, though. That's about a musical artist.
What about Schindler's List?
What about it?
That's a documentary that came out in more movie theaters. That was based on truth.
You don't know that the whole thing wasn't true.
It was a documentary based, and it came out in thousands of movie theaters.
Well, anyway, I just don't understand how this got you in such an uproar, and you're afraid that everybody's making you look stupid, and you're going on and on, and you can't understand why this was not a movie from the beginning.
I'm trying to explain to this guy that the film is...
Oh, so the two of you are going to set me straight, is that it?
Evidently, no one's going to be able to set you straight, honey.
Well, the two of you are still going to talk down to me?
No, sir, we've made great...
You have your own dilemmas, okay?
We have made great strides, sir, in trying not to make you look stupid, okay? And
oh, I see, but I'm just off the farm. You know, Mr. Henry, let me tell you something.
Sir, I didn't say anything like that.
No, let me just finish. I know you're in Los Angeles, and you're talking to me in San Antonio, and you might think that I'm just an asshole.
Sir, I never used that word in describing you at all. I'm simply saying that the Blair Witch... What do you mean Schindler's List was a documentary?
It was. Or are you going to tell me that didn't happen either?
Oh, Jesus.
Are you telling me that didn't happen?
Honey, I got to go. This would go on forever. This is just ridiculous.
You're telling me it didn't happen. Is that what you're saying?
Some of the things like that did happen.
There you go. That's based on truth. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, then I'll let you go. King Kong, tell me it happened or not.
No, King Kong never happened. It was a movie.
Bull crap. Because
oh, my
I would,
God.
Well, the two of you can ram it then.
Get a load of that guy, and he hung up on me. He hung up.
Honey, you just can't help some people.
Check this guy out.
I was screaming all the way home. I was driving as fast as I could to call you.
Check this cat out. He says to me, hey, how about that King Kong, man? Did that happen? What do you mean, did that happen?
I saw it in 77 because I was, like, really into that.
Well, I mean,
you know that was not real.
I saw the original when I was a kid, the 1931 version where Fay Wray. They had it on they had it on TV.
Well, you could tell it wasn't real, like the little eyes would move at the scene.
Yeah, exactly. So, although the ape and the original King Kong was pretty good, but I knew there ain't no ape down at Skull Island that they brought back up and oh man.
God, I hope he never sees Jurassic Park. We're really being a problem.
Oh well, I thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Yeah, she said it. There's no helping some people. You know, it's amazing in all of my travels, and I'm not saying I've been a lot of places. I guess I've been some places and some places I haven't. But it's amazing in all of my travels, the things that I see and the people. What, are you back?
I just want to say something. I want you to...
You're back, huh? You hung up on me. Now you're back.
I want you to answer me a question.
No, I just want to make sure you're back now. Are you going to hang up again?
No, I want you to answer me a question. Them airplanes... That was flying around the monkey.
Okay. The airplanes that were...
Hold on, I'm not done asking the question. Them airplanes, you know, because I know I'm talking to Hollywood right now, and you'll forgive a little Texas boy from San Antonio.
Sir, I don't care where you're calling from. It's fine. San Antonio's great. I've been there. I love it. I like the food there. I like the go to the Alamo Dome or whatever the hell they got. Why are you bringing...
Oh, the Alamo Dome don't exist. More smart ass.
Okay, hold on. Just hold on. I don't want to get into an argument with you about municipalities and where everybody is living or from at any given time. I'm simply saying to you...
No, I want to know, the biplanes that the monkey hit, where are those pilots today?
Where are the what?
The pilots who piloted the biplanes, what the monkey hit.
The pilots who piloted the biplanes, what the monkey hit.
All right, screw you.
Oh, there he goes. He hangs up again. I got to take a break. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, What the Monkey Hit. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You wanted to make a comment, then I want to make a comment, okay?
Yes, sir, and I apologize. Mr. Henry, for hanging the phone up.
That's fine. What is your comment?
I'm looking at the back of the box of the film King Kong. Now, on the back...
This is what? It's written on the back of the box.
The ri- written on the back of the box that I got from the video over at the video store. A team of explorers captures a giant gorilla on a remote jungle island. What happens next shocked the world. Now, that is very clear. There is absolutely no confusing what it is they are trying to convey, that that event happened and that the world was shocked by it. And it is completely understandable that an individual reading that would believe that these events took place. And
I don't know whether you're trying to make a point about how technical writing is sometimes flawed. I happen to know a little bit about that. I have a friend of mine who does it. And, yes, technical writing, which is the kind of writing that one does for that, you know, the ad copy or whatever instructions, can be flawed. I don't know whether you're trying to make that point or whether you really believed that a giant monkey was loose in New York.
I believed it because I was led to believe it by unethical journalistic practices.
Oh, man. I mean, that I'm just having a real hard time buying, dude. When I was 8 years old and I saw King Kong, I knew it was phony baloney.
And that's because, you know, you can take it and place it in your rear end, sir. If you don't think...
Oh, come on. Don't be juvenile, all right?
If you don't think it's possible for some to be misled, you can take it and place it in the ass area. Because I have read this box over and over again, and it still comes out the same.
That King Kong existed.
That there was something going on.
San Antonio... Here's somebody in your hometown. San Antonio, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to make a comment in terms of marketing for these movies, and I think the gentleman is making the clear point of the fact that how they're marketed to the public is precisely for the reason that he's doing it, because you want to watch, you want to get drawn to go to the movies, you want to be drawn to listen.
I don't know anything about that. I want to know.
And it's exactly like what happened with War of the Worlds. When
what
that came out on the radio, everybody thought it was real, and it's the same with Blair Witch. Everybody thought it was real because they gave you bits and pieces. They didn't tell you until after the movie actually, like, came out. Then the media ran wild with...
You're making my point for me. You're making my point.
You're also over-exaggerating your point.
Well, I'm not over-exaggerating anything. They sold it as reality. Because I'm a simple-minded guy down in San Antonio, and I believe it. That makes me stupid.
And nobody's ever used that word.
Sir,
You've used the word several times.
San Antonio, too, but that doesn't make me simple-minded.
Are you telling me?
Sir, quite frankly, like I was saying, is the fact that they just give you bits and pieces. That's what draws you to the attraction to begin with, because that's what entertainment does.
I asked the host what happened to the men that were flying those airplanes that were murdered by that ape.
Sir, those were actors in a stunt plane.
You're telling me.
And if you watch the movie, sir, you can see the string hanging from those airplanes.
Debbie Does Dallas. How about that one? You going to tell me that's fake?
I'm sorry, sir.
Okay.
You're getting into an entirely different subject.
Thank you.
You're an idiot.
There you go. Call me Dave.